Parshas Bullock, Vayar Bullock. It could have been called Parshas Vayar. You have Parshas Vayera, Parshas Vo'era. Bullock was Zoicha that a Parsha is Mikras al Shmoi. So Mary Pramishlan said, Bullock is a glatta guy. He hates us. He holds it out in the open. He doesn't hide it. That's a Shoina Madrega. That's a Shoina Madrega. The Oyev Yisroel after said that Bullock is Rosh HaTevis V'ahavto L'Reacha Kamoicha. So the Hasidim asked him, oh, but it's a Beis, it's not a Vav, and it's a Kuf, it's not a Chof. He said, if you're going to be a Zoyne Daktik, it's not going to be V'ahavto L'Reacha Kamoicha. V'ahavto L'Reacha Kamoicha, Zayt Mevater Abis, Zayt Nishnayin Azoy B'diktuk. Bullock, Shteik, Zoyar, is Mibnei Bonav Shal Yisroi. And the Chidah brings a girsa that Bullock was the son of Yisroi. Now that's interesting, because his name was Bullock ben Sipor, and if he's the son of Yisroi, Yisroi had seven names, one of them wasn't Sipor. So that's a horror why it's not in the Rishima of the Sheva Shemis of Yisroi. But upon him, like the Chidah, Bullock is the son of Yisroi, which makes him the brother-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. Even if it's Ben Benoy Shal Yisroi, that means Yisroi had a son, Tzipor, and a daughter, Tzipora, and Moshe Rabbeinu was his uncle. Akoponim B'cholotin is a connection over here. Now, Bala calls to Bilam. Bilam Ben Ba'or. Who is Bilam? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Hei that Bilam is the anacle of Lavan. Bilam is Ben Ba'or. I'm sorry, no, he was the son of Laban. The Gemara says he was the son of Laban, because Bilam ben Ba'or, and the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Ba'or is Laban, who is also Kushan Rishasayim in the beginning of Novi. That was Tzoyer of Yisrael. The Medrash Tanchuma is Mavor that Bilam himself is Laban, and there's other Makairis that Bilam is an anacle of Laban. If Bilam is Laban, Bilam is Unzer Zedah. Yaakov, we come from Lavan. Bilam is coming to be Makalo Klal Yisrael. It's his Eimeklach. The Maaseh, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Kuvav brings that Bilam was 33 years old when he was killed. The Gemara Darshan is a Pasik. Anshe Domum Umirmo La Yechetzu Yemeim, less than half. And Bilam was 33 years old. So Rashi already explains over there, it comes out of the Vadis Machloikis. On one hand, it says that Bilam was only 33 years old. On the other hand, his Makair is that Bilam is much older. If Bilam is Lavan, and even if he's Ben Shalavan, Makair, he has to be a lot older. There's also another Gemara, the Gemara in Saita. The Gemara says in Saita, Gimel Hayu Ba'oisei Eitzah, Vayena Eitzah and Parah, in the beginning of Mitzrayim, there was Bilam, Yisroi, and Eoiv were in that Eitzah. And with that Cheshbin, Bilam has to be much older. Zot Rashi read in Sanhedrin, it's a Machloikas HaSugis. In Sanhedrin Kuvav, it says that Bilam was only 33 years old, and then maybe he's an or anacle of Lavan. On the other hand, if Bilam was Ba'oisei Eitzah, and if Bilam is Lavan himself, then Avada, he was a lot older. Now, in the Tarvim Yoyesin, it says that Bilam is Lavan, and we know that Lavan, when Yaakov trepzach with Lavan, there was a Gal'ed, and the purpose of that Gal'ed was a pile of stones, that was going to be an Eidus, Beinoy Levein Yaakov, that he's not going to chepel with Klal Yisroel. Manifla, that when Bilam is coming to chepel with Klal Yisroel, he gets stopped by a kir even. Goder mizeh, the goder mizeh. That goder mizeh, that vatilochets regel Bilam el hakir, that is the Gal'ed. The Gal'ed, it was Yad ha'edim tiyavoy barishoyna, the Gal'ed, that he was supposed to mischayev, that he's not going to chepel with them, that comes and He it comes to stop him. In the Zohar in Parshas Vayishlach, Barichas explains the correlation between Lavan and Bilam, whether it's the same person or an Enochel or a Gilgal of his neshama, but there's a connection between Lavan and Bilam. The pasuk says Vayovei Elikim El Bilam Balaylo, and by Lavan over there in Parshas Vayish in Bereshis, Vayovei Elikim El Lavan Arami Bachaloyim Halaylo, and Hashem Taka tells him Yishomer Lecha. This is to Lavan. He shomer lecha pen tedaber em Yaakov mitoy v'adro. It doesn't say pen tassel Yaakov mitoy v'adro. There was an azara to Lavan Ken to daber im Yaakov mitayi v'adua, because Lavan being Bilam, who's koichai v'peh, is coming to Chepa with koich hadibur. By Bilam it says ki loy nachash v'yaakov, loy nachash v'yaakov is Rosh Hatevis Lavan, and by Lavan it said nichashti v'varcheni Hashem b'gvalecha. That's the same nichush. Yaakov Avinu tells by Lavan v'tachlof es maskurti aseres moinim, and it's mavur that there are ten kinds of koisim. There's koisim, ma'oinin, menachish, machashif, koivar chever. There's a regime of 10 different kinds of being a koisim. That's the connection from Lavan with Bilam. Aber to wrap it up, the kitzer, who Bilam is, we went through the different stadim, aber Bilam, zokter ben ishchai, ben yayada, he says, Bilam, if you spell out the letters, the gematria, when you spell it out, beis, beis, yud, soch, lamed, you spell out the letters, you spell out Beis Lamed Ayin Mem, it's gematria 696, that's Tzoris. And that Lekuli Alma, that's Avada Bilam, is Asach Tzoris. Now, there's a connection here between Bilam and Bolak. They're both scared of Klal Yisrael, and they call over, Bolak calls over to Bilam. Rashi brings, Megan Bilam, Mipnei Ma Hishra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinose Al Akum Rosho, כדאי שלא יהיה פיסחון לאומס לא ימר, אילו היו לנו נביאים, חזרנו למוטב. The Umash would say, if we would have a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, we would also be חייזר למוטב. המד להם נביאים, והם פורצו גדר אוילום, שבתחילו היו גדורים בערייס, וזה נוסם להם עצה להפקר עצמם לזנוס. So the Eivishter gave them a Navi, and look what happened. So all the Mepharshim asked, so it's a Pella the Rashi, what's the beer here in this Chazal? The Umas Oilam are complaining that they didn't have a Moshe Rabbeinu. If they would have a Moshe Rabbeinu, they would also be on the right Mahalach. So what did the Eivishter say? He gave them a Bilam. He should give them a Moshe Rabbeinu, he should give them a Bilam. You give them a Bilam, what's the Zayin? So the Pshat is that the MS, Bilam was given the Koyach of Nevuah, over Vibalti wasn't Alpi HaToyra, and he didn't keep the mitzvahs, and he didn't have the Torah to be Mechabanim. You see here that if you get even the darg of Nevuah, you can be Moilich Shoyl of yourself and the Gansudor. And that's good for what the Abbas was telling the Umas. You weren't Makabal the Torah, it's not going to help you now, even if I'll be minded you a Navi, like Bilam. Because Bilam be'emes, Vibalti wasn't Mugdar al Yidei Torah mitzvahs. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has a whole shmooze, he touches on Bilam. Or v'choyshech mishtamshem bi'erbuvya. On one hand, Bilam is on a high madrega, he's Yoideya das Elyoin. He's on the darg of Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. On the other hand, he's Znus with his Chamor, and he's all Mushchis and Midos, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, that he was Mushchis and Midos. It's not a stira. It's not a stira to be both. The says the Emes, it is a stira. That Bilam was living in such a stira. On one hand, the idea of Das Elyon, on the other hand, on all the low madregas. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz tells Sula that Shmuz, the Ross, the Shifcha Alayam. Rosh Hashitcha Alayom, Mashal Yeroch Yicheslo Ben Buzi. Famous words from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Abba Gevorna, Yibliben Hashifcha. Yibliben Hashifcha. You could see the Madregas of this, but if you're not working on it, you're not going to take it with you, you're going to get nowhere. There's a famous letter from Avutna where he talks about a Ben Yeshiva. He says, it's not a kunst. Kol Zman, he's in Yeshiva, he's by the Shtender, he's by the Gemara. So then it's not a kunst that where he's holding. The Shalos when he goes out, when he has to go out, to see if he's not holding on the Madrega, that it's not a matzav of Or v'choyshech mishtamshem b'rebuvya. We know that Bilam was on the Madrega of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's a famous vort from the Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daf Yudalid, on the different Sifrei Tanakh, who wrote them, and the Gemara there says in Baba Basra, Moshe Rabbeinu kosav Sifroi the Sefer Bilam. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sifroi, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and Sefer Bilam. Sefer Bilam is our parsha. Sefer Bilam, part of our parsha, the brachas of Bilam. Sefer Bilam, and it says it as a separate oishrik. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote his own Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and he wrote Sefer Bilam. What's the hadgosha that's saying that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sefer Bilam? So Zot Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, BMS, there's a yisoidus the kichilik between the Vuas Moshe Rabbeinu and the Vuas Shara Nevi'im. Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is Baspaklari Ami'iro, and Baspaklari Ami'iro, it's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. To be minded in this Nakuda, Moshe Rabbeinu is Nevuas Baspaklari Ami'iro, as opposed to the Shara Nevi'im, that's not Baspaklari Ami'iro. So the Marshal Moshe Rabbeinu writes Sefer Bereishis. It was already Nevuas from Avraham, from the Ovis, from the Imois. It was already Nevuah. But Moshe Rabbeinu was rewriting it because Moshe Rabbeinu is establishing it now as the Madrega of Aspaklari Yamir. Aber Bilam Loikon mi Yisrael Navi Kemoshe. Abu Bu'umas Ha'olam Kom Umani U Bilam. Bilam was given the darga of Aspaklari Yamir. Why was Bilam given the darga of Aspaklari Yamir? The pshat is because the emes, when the Navi gets in the Vua, he's able to understand it and be masig it in his Havana, and that's how he applies it. Bilam's whole plan was to get the Nevuah that Moshe, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to be telling him to do, and he was going to warp it, he was going to change it, he was going to be mechaven it in his Havana and end up making it as a klal of the Klal Yisrael. The Eibishter avoided that by giving Bilam Aspaklari Yamira. There was no move, there was no room for movement, for change, for changing it. Had Bilam received the Darga of Aspaklari She'en Meira, he would have been mechalkalit, he would have been mechaven it in a different oifen, the way to his trochim. The Eibishter, the Davka, gave him the Madrega of Aspaklari Yamira. Therefore, if the Eibishter already gave Bilam the Darg of Aspaklari Yamira, so he shouldn't shepherd, it came out klor matoyv alayachad, no way to switch it, to turn it into something else. So it wasn't be'etzim necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to re-establish it as Aspaklari Yamira. It was already Aspaklari Yamira. So Moshe Rabbeinu was only Ela, Moshe Rabbeinu B'Sholeid, is kematik. And he's pushing, he was only matik, and he copied it. He took the Bilam's Nevuah, which was already Aspaklari Yamira, and he spelled it there. That's why it says it separately. Moshe Kosef Sifrei to Sefer Bilam. Because he was only Matik Bilam's Nevuah, because Bilam's Nevuah was already Aspaklari Yamir. Rav Shach, in Hilchas Yisoydi HaTorah, in Aviezri, he brings down this whole stickle from Rabbi Shulay. And he says, the whole stickle, and he says, the MS, he doesn't want to be Machadish on it. He's only Matik it. Interesting, he uses that lashon. He says, which Rabbi Shulay that he used, I'm being Matik the stickle of Rabbi Shulay. And he says, I'm bringing the whole stickle Kitzurasai, I'm Matik it. But he wants to say, one I suffer, and he says, Rav Shach, that maybe that's a taich in the beer of the Nesoyin of the Akedah. Everyone talks about the Akedah. What was the Nesoyin? The Eibishter was Mitzav Avram Avinu. He says, the Nekud of the Nesoyin is because Avram Avinu was Aspaklari She'enim Ira. Maybe he would have the Echoilus because of the Negias, because of Bechozit. We're talking about Benoy, Ahuvoy, that he would maybe be Mechavin to understand it differently. The Amida bin Nesoyin of the Akedah was that he wasn't Meshane. And the Hainu Be'emes, it's Mukhrach to be Meshana. The Eibishter was already Maftiach him through the Kibi Yitzchak Yikari L'Chazara. And now he's telling him Akedah. He already had another Nevuah, Kibi Yitzchak Yikari L'Chazara. There's going to be an Osid. Behechrach, there has to be a Pshat, a Shtikal Torah, a Kavona, a Tzvei Dinim, or something. I don't know. No. The Amida bin Esoy, the Akedah, was not to be Meshana. But it's based on that Esoy that he was Matik from Rabbi Shulay. In the message that he sends him, he says, "Hinei am yatzim mitzrayim." He says, "Eina aretz v'hu yoshev mimuli." They're sitting in front of me. The Baal HaTurim says, "What does it mean? Hu yoshev mimuli?" So he says, "Because I can't see them. They're sitting and facing me, but I can't see them because the anane akavoid was vaystos a one-way tinted something like a one-way tinted mirror that you're not able to see out to them, but." But they were able to see out to the Yidden. The Yidden were able to see out and see them, but they weren't able to see in. It was a one way able to look. Azoy zok Baal HaTurim. It's interesting. It looks like it's a machlekes rishonim. I saw Rabbeinu Bachaya says in Parshas Bo, he's talking about Kiddush HaChodesh, and he's telling a vek that Kiddush HaChodesh doesn't require the ikuva to see the yireach if you know the cheshbin, and he's bringing rayas to that yisoy. So Bein Advar, he says. Ben Advarim, he says that in the times of the Arboim Shon in the Midbar, they anyways weren't able to see the Yireach because the Anani Kavod was blocking. So Behechel Chavada during the Arboim Shon in the Midbar, they made the Kiddush HaChodesh without Re'ias Halavona. So Zetzach Tzemachlaikis Rishayim, according to the Baal HaTurim, the Yidden were able to see out through the Anani Kavod. It was a one way able to look through, you just weren't able to see in. According to the Rabbeinu Bechaya, they weren't able to see out. The Eibishter tells Bilam, Loi so'er es ha'om ki baruchu. So Rashi says, a mashal, oimrim letziro, or to a dvoira, loi mi duvshach v'loi mi uksach. Ech vil nish nishgut nishlech. Loi mi duvshach v'loi mi uksach. So, the Shein Avart, what does it mean, loi mi duvshach v'loi mi uksach? The dvash from the dvoira is not from the dvoira itself. The etzim dvoira is a sheretz tamei. You can't eat the dvoira itself, but the dvash that comes from Iolaru, because the dvash is not from the dvoira itself. The dvash, the dvoira gets the dvash from the pollen from the flowers, and the dvash goes through the dvoira. But it's not the dvoira itself. The dvoira is a tsinor that the dvash goes through. The ukitz, yeah, shaloi neida, is from the dvoira itself. When Bilam was going to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael, it wasn't his bracha, it was the Eibush that was going to give the bracha. We said before it was Mesnachlari Ami'ira, but it was going to be Dorch Bilam, the Rabbi Nishlam's Neshika bracha. In Bilam's plan that he was going to give them a klola, that was going to be his Egin Ahamtsah, he was going to give the klola. And that's what we're telling him. Loimi Duvshok, not the bracha, which is going to be like Dvash, which is not even from you, it's going through you. Loimi Uktsav, which is yourself. Nishdos and Nishdos. That's the Taich. Loimi Duvshok, Loimi Uktsav. Vayokam Bilam Baboiker, and he tells the story, Bolat L'chu al Arzachem, Zokta Rechayim HaKadosh. He sends them right out early in the morning. He doesn't want to serve them breakfast. If they're going to stay ready, it's going to cost them geld. Zokta Rechayim, he sent them out. And the Emes, the Emes is giving him a message that he really shouldn't go. And Bilam doesn't hear the message. There's a famous Yisoy over here from Rechayim Shmulevitz that Bilam starts saying, the Emes said not to go with Shluchim like you, but maybe if there's more Chosh of a Shluchim. The Emes said not to go. Aber he says, a person hears what he wants to hear. And it's a famous shmuz from Chaim Shlavitz. It's a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Mem Hei. Some of they got to Daf Mem Hei when they learned Gittin. And the Gemara in Daf Mem Hei, first thing, in the Gemara in Daf Mem Hei, the Gemara has a story where Rav Ilish was in Shevi. Rav Ilish was captured. And one day, there was someone else there in the captivity that knew how to read, knew how to hear and understand birds when they talk. And there was an Oirev, and he asked, Rav Ilish asked him, what is the Oirev saying? And he said, the Oirev is saying, Ilish Brach, it's an opportunity time now to be by Reach. And he said, no, an Oirev is a Chai, is an Oif Tomei, I'm not going to listen to it. Afterwards, a Yoina came, and again, he asked the person, and he asked Zahu Gavra, and he said, what's the Yoina saying? So he said, he's saying, Ilish Brach. He said, oh, Klal Yisrael, Doim, Knesset Yisrael, Doim, Le Yoina, it's probably opportune time now to be by Reach. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilgan Ashas over there in Gittin Memhei brings from the Aruch that the Aruch says, you see from this Gemara that Rav Ilish knew to understand the language of birds. Azoy zok to Aruch. Rabbi Kiva Eger is mitzayin that the Aruch says, you see from this Gemara that Rav Ilish understood the language of birds. I'm sure it's a pella. This Gemara is a word that he didn't. He kept on asking, Dahu Gavra, what is the Aruch saying? What is the Yoina saying? What is it saying that you see here Rav Ilish did know the language of birds? So Zok there has it. The Emes Mar Shoya has a kasha. He didn't trust the Oiriv. How come he trusted the Hu Gavra? The Gavra wasn't the Yid. How come he trusted the Gavra before? So the Mar Shoya says, if it's a Yoina, it's Knesset Yisrael by Mil Yoina, you can be Simech on it, which is a Pella, because, but how do you know that that's what the Yoina said? Zok, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Pumfaket Shat in the Oruf to answer the Kivega. He did understand the language of Prince. So why did he ask the Hu Gavra? Because a person hears what he wants to hear. So he knew, of course, he wants to hear Ilish Brach. He wasn't convinced. So he asked the Gavra to know, is Taka that what he wanted to hear that second opinion? Because a person, a person hears what he wants to hear and not what he's Taka hearing. So Pumfaker, it's arrived from that tomorrow that he did know how to understand. Now Bilam says, and Yitan Limole Besoy Kesef Izov, Le'ucha Labra Pi Hashem. And the Rashi says, you see from here that it was Nafshei Rechava. It's one of the three midas that it says about Bilam, Nafshei Rechava. And the Pella is, the Mefarshim asks, why is Bilam different than Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma? Omer Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, Hamachas Yisi Mahalach Vaderach, Vagash Liyad HaMechad. And he told me, come live by us. And he says, at the noisily cold, Kesev Zav, Zav, Oilam, Ein, and Idar, Elam, Hakam Torah. He's also talking about gross guilt. So there's a lot of Torah here. One Mahalach I saw is that Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma said, Kol Kesev Zav, Oilam. That's a Guzma. And he's meaning a Guzma. He's going to give me the Gansavel. Bilam said, Maloy Besa Kesef Zav, he made it ernst. He was talking about a room large, chock full of Maloy Kesef Zav. And from here we learn out that it was Nafshari Rechava. But he's telling them, he says, Lamaisa, even if you'll give me Kesef Zav, Loy Ucha Lasois Ktana Igdoila, I can't do anything small or big. Gorish, I can't do anything. What's Achas Ktana Achas Gdoila? So I saw Hashem Pshat. We know that Bilam was able to be Mechavin Oisai Regesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koyis. And the Emes, the Gemara says, Il Mole Loikos Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Oisa Yisha Loi Nishtayim Sanam Shal Yisrael Sridu Polit. It was a big the Eibishter was mezakeh the Klal Yisrael that he wasn't koyis v'oyisei shok, because Bilam knew how to be koyis v'oyisei shok. So Fred Toysis and Brachas Dav Zayin, what could you say already? It was one rega. In one rega that Bilam knows the Eibishter could be koyis. What already could he say in that one rega? So Toysis asked the Kasha, so Toysis two terutzim. One teretz is, Toysis says he could say kalein. One word, destroy them, kalein. Kalein, destroy them. Inami is a Toysis another teretz. If the klola starts, and it can't start a second before, otherwise you defeat the purpose. But if the klola starts exactly the second of that rega, commemorate of this shasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu Kais, once he starts, he's able to be mamshach a long klola. We have two mahalchim and toises how the oisei rega of Kadosh Baruch Hu Kais works. Either he's going to say a very quick kalem, or no, he's going to be able to start then and be mamshach. That's achas kana, achas gedoyla. That's the lashon of pasuk. Other a klein pshat. They'll say kalem. Other a gedoyla. Efshi could be moisif. I would say a different pshat. What does Taisa say? Kalem. Kalem is destroy. Kalem. But kalem is also Rosh Hashanah. We know that Bilam's brachas that was from the klolas that turned into brachas were ki chof, like ki loy nachash biyakov, loy ish keil v'yachazev, and ma toivu oyalecha yakov. Rosh Hashanah is kalem. Rosh Hashanah is kalem. So Betz and Bilam wanted to say Kalein, a Rosh Tevis of this long cloth, which turned into brachas. So in Kalein Gufa, this two pshatim, there's Achas Ktana, just to say Kalein, or there's the Rosh Tevis that it represents cloths that start with the Kalein. That's the Achas Ktana by Gedoyla. So it's telling the pshatim of Toysis. The Gros says another pshat, and also it's Negei Achas Ktana by Gedoyla. The Pasuk says, Vayosam Hashem Dovar Befi Bilam. And the Medrash has a machloikis. What did Hashem put into Bilam's mouth? Chad Omar Resen v'chad Omar Chake. And the Gruch explains that the difference between a resen and a chake is two things that you put on the animal as a kind of a muzzle, but a resen, it pulls in the animal's tongue, and a chake pulls out the animal's tongue. Bilam wanted to be makalo with a shame, let's say, of yud-kei. Yud-kei is a shame klola. Yud-kei, vav-kei is rachamim. Bilam wanted to just say yud-kei, which would be ledin. The Eberstein lengthened it. He took a chake and he lengthened it. He made it larger and turned it into yud-kei, vav-kei. He also wanted to be Makalu with the shame Elikim. Elikim is din. And he put in a rest and he shortened it to Kale. Kale is Rachamim. Kale and Yudke Vavke is Rachamim. Ka and Elikim is din. Mo ekoiv loy kaboy Kale. Umo ez oim loy zom Hashem. Yudke Vavke. Every time Bilam tried to, he tried to say Elikim of loy kaboy Kale. It turned into Kale. Ma ez oim. He wanted to make Yudke. Loy zom Hashem. Yudke Vavke. That's achas ktana oy gedoyla, that the resen and the chaka shortened and lengthened the shemos that he wanted to be makal v'yim. Now the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perikhei, Mishnah Yates, the difference between talmidim shel Avram Avinu and the talmidim of Bilam Arasha. Talmidim shel Avram Avinu is ayin toiva, ruach nemucha, nefesh shvela, as opposed to talmidim of Bilam Arasha. Is Ayin Ra, Ruach Gevoya, and Nefesh Rechava. These are Rosh Tevis Nar. Ayin, Ruach, and Nefesh is Nar. Avram Avinu went with Shnei Na'arav Itoy, and also Bilam went with Shnei Na'arav. They both went with their Nar, but each one had a different Nar. Avram Avinu's Nar, his Nefesh, Ayin, and Ruach, is Ayin Toiva, Ruach Namucha, Nefesh Vela. Bilam went with his Nar, with his Nefesh, Ruach, and Ayin, which was Lira. I saw in the Lekech Halivuk, the Gevaltik HaKoyach, and Gematria, he says a very interesting thing. He says that Ayin Toiva, Ruach Nemucha, and Nefesh Shvela, which is the Midas of Avram Avinu, is 1,332. With another 26 of Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eloilum Vod. Because that's the pshat that the Midas of Avram Avinu was Takim Mefarsim Shmoyim Baruch. Then he says, Shein Ezach. Right before Aseres Adibris, there's a pasuk. Right before Anoichi, before the Aseres Adibris, there's a pasuk. Vayedaber Elikim as Kol Hadvarim Ha'elu Leimor. The first pasuk in Parshas Yisroel. Vayedaber Elikim as Kol Hadvarim Ha'elu Leimor. What's that pasuk? That pasuk is Derech Eretz Kodmu L'Toyer. Right, you have the Torah, Aseres Adibris now, and this is Derech Eretz Kodmu L'Toyer. Vayedaber Elikim as Kol Hadvarim Ha'elu Leimor. Vayedaber Elikim as Kol Hadvarim Ha'elu Leimor is Gematria 1,332. Ayin Toiva Ruach Nemucha Nefesh Shvei. That's Derech Eretz Kodmu L'Toyer. Midas Toivus from Avinu, Kodam L'Toyer. That's the Bechina of that. And he says Rechava Gevoya and Ra. That's the Midas of Bilam without the Nefesh Ayin and Ruach. Rechava Gevoya and Ra is Taki. It's 511. It's Taki. V'lei Saki ha'aretz eschem. The person has doesn't have the right midas. It's going to be chas v'sham a matzav v'lei Saki ha'aretz eschem. Now Bilam is going anyways, and comes the Malach v'yisyatzev Malach Hashem baderech l'sotan loy. Zok Rashi l'sotan loy. Zok Rashi a Malach of rachamim hoya. This Satan loy was a Malach Sarachim. So I heard Mori the Gevurah from Rav Pam Zatzal. A lot of times a person is trying to be mishtadl in something, in learning, in a shidduch, in parnosa, in whatever he's trying to be poyaloy something, and he sees that something is going wrong. Wherever, if you adjure, he tries to the left, to the right, l'sotan loy, something is staring him. You have to realize that sometimes when it's vayisyatzev Malach Hashem baderech l'sotan loy, you know, you have your plans, what you want to get, you want to accomplish, you think you want to do this, and if someone sending you a message or not, you should know that that l'sotan loy is malach shel rachamim sheroitzel l'monay. You have to know the Eibush tefir is developed when you think it's a segeitnish, segeitnish, then something is coming here l'sotan loy, it's a segeitnish, there's a cheshbin, and a lot of times it's punkt faker, it's a cheshbin of malach shel rachamim that's coming to save you. Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'osoyim. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav, Asara Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes. Ve'eluhein, Pi Ha'aretz, which was Parshas Koirach, Pi Ha'be'er, which was Parshas Chukas, Pi Ha'osoin, and then it's Mamshech Vayta, the Keshes, the Mon, the Mate, the Mefarshim of Machlokes, what does it mean, Pi Ha'osoin? This Osoin was taka thousands of years old, that it was created in Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes. Or it just means the koyach hadibur that's going to be in this pi asan, or the el tzeida of this asan that's going to give birth to a za asan that's going to be able to talk. It's a machlekes in the mafarshim. A lot of the mafarshim say it just means the koyach hadibur or the taylada of that asan. But there are other mafarshim, Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings, and others that no, it's kipshutai that there's an asan that was created mishesh and neberishes. They still so also the pirkei the Rabbi Lezer says that the chamor that Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah was this Chamor ben Osin that was never ben Hashmoshois, and this is going to be the Chamor of Mashiach, that this is almost of something that's gar old. So Machloek is talking in the Farshim. Now Bilam is having this Masul Matan with the Chamor. Now the Emes is, the Mefarshim explained that the Emes, as soon as the Chamor started talking, Bilam was just as shocked, if not more than everyone else. But he had to make believe that it's normal that he talks to the Chamor all the time. And as he was hearing noise, and then Vayter, he gets even more bizarre, the Osran starts telling him, and being Mavayish. And Bilam says, then he gets angry, he says, Lu yesh cheref biyodi, if I would have a cheref. And Shantazach, Bilam is being hired now by the Shlichim of Balak to dafka because he's koicher the pet. Because he's koicher the pet. And he's having, and he's trying, and we're talking about Klal Yisrael, that he's going to be able to chepezik with koichai bepeh. And punkt, he has a matzav here with the chamor, and he says, I can't do anything, lu yesh cheref biyodi. Azab mentions his koichai bepeh, Azab is yoinis, that he can't even chepe with the chamor. And what's taket of pshat that he didn't? So the Baal HaTurim says, because Bilam's koich was only to be mechaven oisei rega, shakodesh baruch hu koich, it wasn't that rega. Another pshat is that Bilam only had one opportunity to use his koich haklola, and he didn't want to waste it on a chamor. He wanted to use it for Klal Yisrael. Now you have a whole shot of the Tari here. There's a ganze parsha that Bilam and Balak are going and making mizbechos with grace in Yonim that they want to play alois keneged Klal Yisrael. And there's a famous Chuvas Chasam Sofer where he writes that it's a pellet, that this was a big nace. The Eibushter made a nace that he was matzel them from the koyach that Be'emes Bilam had through these karbonas, through these koyachs that he wanted to use. But no one knows about this nace. We only know about it because the Torah was made. It's not a nace that happened to Rabin Gantz Klal Yisrael saw. It's a very interesting lashon, the Chasam Sofer, when he writes. It's a Chasam Sofer in Chuvah. In Shuvah Yeridayis, in Shinun Vav, Yeshli La'ayr B'davarechid, Einanu B'chol HaTayrish Shum Davar She'en Anachnu B'atzmeinu Eidi Ma'iyah, Chutz Mi'Parshas Bilam. K'kol Moitzei Mitzrayim Akris Yamsef Einenu Ro. Parshas Bilam, Mihi Gidlanu Ma'hoye Bein Melech Moyev Echod Bein Koysem Echod Bilam Shebo'ilav Al Arzai V'lamabo Mi'eviyoy That's it. It's a Yisoid and Amunah. You're still invented that this is a Yisoid and Amunah. You know, it's interesting, there's a Havamina in the Gemara and Brachas that we should say Parshas Bolak and Kriyashma. There's a different part. There's a Yisoid of Amunah over here to realize that without us even knowing it, there was Soinim that wanted to chapel with Klal Yisrael. The El Malach of Ishbaruch Oizrei. We wouldn't know. So later on, when he sees that the Klolos is not working, all the different times he made his Beichais and his Geitnish, so then Bilam gives Balak an Eitzah for Znus. So the Chasam Soifer says an interesting pshat. Why didn't Bilam give this Eitzah right away to the Eitzah of Znus? I saw once a pshat. We said before that the Gal Eid was the one that's staring Lavan. Lavan is Bilam. Lavan originally by that Gal Eid had said, Im ta'anez benoisai, which means if you're going to chapel with my daughters, it's his daughters, not Lavan. So by the Gal Eid, when he's getting stopped by the Gal Eid now, he says, maybe Hashem, if I make them do Znus, it will fall off my promise when I made by the Gal Eid. So I'm pshat. Chasam Soifer says an interesting pshat. He says, Bilam is given the Eitzah to Balak to do Znus. He says, we notice the machlokes if chazak is twice or chazak is three times. Is chazak twice or is chazak three times? So he says like this, Zok Techasim Seifer. Bilam holds that chazak is two times. And therefore, Klal Yisrael was nichshal and chayte egel. And the Eberster was machalehem. Meraglim, I mean, there were nenash in the midbar, but there wasn't kaloyan on Klal Yisrael. The tzveitimo, meraglim. And again, there was no kaloyan on Klal Yisrael. So Bilam, when she tossing holds, that's already a chazakah. So it's not a plan to go try to be machshel them in a third chet of znus. We saw already that nichshel b'chet didn't knock it by Klal Yisrael. So instead he's trying to do klolos. So he tried twice to be makal. And then Bilam, after the second time, he says, Ad kan, I tried twice, it's not working. Balak wants to go a third time. And Balak tries, there's a third time. That Balak tries and goes a third time. So Bilam says, listen, I'm finished already. You, l'shitascha, you hold chazakas only after three times. And you tried a third time to do klolos and it didn't work. Oh, but the shitasa that you go three times, there's still a chance. Try a drita aveira. Let's try to be machshel them in znus, and that will be the third aveira that maybe we'll be able to be machshel klal Yisrael. So there was a whole sefer advarim that they wanted to be machshel them also in znus, but the emes it wasn't only for znus; it was also for avodah zarah. But the krenu la'am l'zifchei eloheihen by yoichlu la'am by yishtachavu l'leihen. So I saw as a shenik shat how this Yosef brings the ikur was the znus of the avodah zarah. So he says like this: the emes. The Yidden ate the mon. And the mon was a Michael Ruchni, that Avada was matzel, a person from Chet. He brings a dugma. It says that in Yerushalayim there was never a Ben Soira Moira, because Ayidei Achilas Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim is matzel, a person from Chet. So the Achilas Hamon Avada. So it first had to be that the Vayishtach, Vayizbechu, Vayoichlu, Ha'om from the Karbonis of the Avodah Zarah, only after they ate from the Karbonis of the Avodah Zarah, then it could be mushpan them to be able to be next on the other chatoim. In the Chidah, he says the opposite chat. He says the chet that we're talking about here was chet of Baal Pa'or. Now, Baal Pa'or is that you're oisit tzrochav on the Pa'or. In the Yidden that are the oichle amon, it's not shayah because the mon is nivul be'evarim, it wasn't yotzah. So first it was vayoichel, vayishtachel v'am, vayoichlu me from the Karbonis, then it was ma'afshah them that they should be able to. Be nichshal in chet par. Azoy zok techidah. Vayeshev Yisrael bashitim vayochel ha'om liznois. The Orachayim HaKadosh says, what does it mean vayeshev Yisrael bashitim? He says shitim is a lashon of shotim, to be metayel, lashut, to travel around, to valgar arum, to surf around, to drezach. Vayeshev Yisrael bashitim vayochel ha'om liznois. He says it's a lashon of l'tayel. He says kol zman v'yidim, we're in the machane, nothing's going to happen. They're right in the machane. You're inside the machane, garnish can pasir. You go out a little bit, person goes out, then it's ready, not so poshet, where he can end up being. We said once the pshat. It says in the pasuk in Baloischa, v'ish asher hu tahar, who's an ish asher hu tahar, uvaderech lehaya, or alternative nusach. So there's the Azazach. It says also, Amar Rav Yosi ben Kisma, Pam achas. How you see my halacha there? One time, he was always in the Bismedish. One time he walked out. Right away, Paga by Adam Echad, he starts, the Mesis and Medinach comes telling him, come to us, come do this, come by uns. It says, there's two kapitlach and tell him, they call it Aleph Beis. There's Asher Yoshni Veisecha. Asher Yoshni Veisecha. And the end of that is Tehillas Hashem Yadabar Pi. Oh, but the other one is Asher Tamimei Derech. Asher Tamimei Derech, you end up at the end, the Huff is Ta'isi Kiseh Oivid. If you blive Asher Yoshni Veisecha, one more drink. Then you can blive Tehillas Hashem Yadabar Pi. The great Zacharun, but Derech. Now, Vada, Veisecha means the Beis Medrash. Avad, the person who lives in the house also, there's a famous word in the Chalazim Begareba, he was saying he was trying to be Meshabeh, you know, learning in a Beis Medrash Dachar. And so, Avad, the person should learn in the house also. When you're in your house, learn in the house. He decided to learn in the house of Beis Medrash, you know, Zayt Mavar, over, he said, Oishrik, he says, Vahayim la Yudi Derochay. And the Haim is la Yudi Derochay. That's it, Beis Secha means the Beis Medrash. But like upon him, it's this Ashur Eishra Beis Secha, but Zayn Tilas Hashem Yadabar. Becholayfa, what do you see from here? That when it's, if you blive inside, then it's, then that Zayn call me lay the meitav. But if not, if it's vayeshev yisrael b'shitim, matchilim l'shut, l'tayel, drains acharois, it's vayochal ha'om l'znois. And a person has to know, let's say a person did go out, and a person did see something, a person saw something. The only way, let's say a person saw something, what's the way to be machnes back kedusha, is to the roish, the lave, the moyach has a kli kibble. The more you put in, mayim yesh boy is nechoshav akrovim ein boy. And if not, if it's full, if the roish is full with Torah, with mitzvahs, a person looks at his tzitzis and he realizes that tzitzis is not something to look at his tzitzis. Tzitzis is. It reminds you of the tariq mitzvahs, it reminds you of that the rabbis, you look at the mezuzah, you look, you misbayin in zachin, there's no room for the under zachin. And we have at the end of the parsha, the maisa with Pinchas, that they didn't know what to do with the maisa with Zimri. Ra maisa v'niskar halacha. So there's a vort. Ra maisa, a person did see something. What's the eitza? Niskar halacha. Leitza charayin in learning. And the mezuzah zayin taka. Tzukum and tzimekrein.